Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome, everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome in to another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. I am Rick Camp, alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski, and Jay, another week down, and now that college basketball is inundating my TV again, it really is starting to feel like we're getting close to March Madness, and that means that we are getting closer and closer
yes.
to March Fatness.
And we have a major announcement, salute, on the front of March Fatness, so stick with us for a few minutes here while we work through the propers, but that's where we're going to start the show today. Make sure you're following us on all of our socials, at I'm Fat Pod. That includes Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook. We've got the Facebook fans page, the I'm Fat Podcast fans group. Lots of fun in there. Find out a lot about a lot of new foods in there, which is nice. It's kind of a good like research project for us.
Some of which we may talk about today.
Absolutely. We've got our Patreon, patreon.com/I'mFatPod. We've got our YouTube page. Please check out our YouTube, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Make sure you go there, subscribe to our page, like our videos. That's all very, very helpful. And merch, imfatmerch.com. I had a nice chat this week with the people from TeePublic. They had some questions about like how the shop runs. Do we have any thoughts on some things? So I offered some things. And what I found out, Rick, is that when we have winners, we don't have to pay for them. They're happy to accommodate contest winners and send out shirts.
Nice.
I said, that's wonderful. That would have been helpful 3 years ago. So when you win something, it'll be coming directly from TeePublic and not from TeePublic to my house to your house. So that'll cut out the middleman and save me a few bucks on the back end, which is nice. So anyway, yes, big news today. March Fatness selection show. Still working out some details on that in terms of who's getting brackets and how we're going to handle it necessarily. But the selection show will be March 23rd at Nick and Ivy Brewing in Lockport. As my hockey sticks fall. That's a bad omen.
That was perfect. Because if anything, that's a great clip that you wanna clip to be able to put on social media of just here's where it's gonna be, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Make sure to make your plans now and crash.
Yeah, let's try that again. The selection show will be Saturday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. at Nick and Ivy Brewing in Lockport, 1026 South State Street. Coming out, drink some beers, hang out with us for the selection show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've got my bracket pretty much done with a couple like reserves on the side there. I'm going to crowdsource this, by the way. I put it on Twitter and no one was really able to help me. We need to find somewhere that hosts a bracket where you can get sent a link and then you can participate and predict the winners. And then at the end, we have a winner. This is very hard to find. You can find to make a custom one anyway.
Sure.
And I'm not tracking everybody's bracket. No, I'm sorry. I don't care enough to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't have time for that shit. But I'm going to find it. It has to exist somewhere. And if I have to pay for it, damn it, I will. Mm-hmm. But we're going to find a way for you to win March Fatness this year. And whoever wins will be inducted in the Onion Ring of Honor, added to the T-shirt, of course. And it's going to be a good time.
The T-shirt's going to get very complicated.
I know. And it's a great challenge for our buddy Mark Fishman, who does all of our design work. He wrote me the other day. He's like, do I need to know anything for March Fatness? I go, nope, just get ready to add something to the shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. I'm very excited. I think I have like half of mine like full on locked in, a few that are question marks, and then I still have to do my last minute cramming for some of it as well. The other thing that I know, this is again a production meeting on the air, we got to find a way for voting, like, to not be just Twitter, or like we have, there's got to be some universal way to have like something count all the votes on.
So there are I can probably make a Google Doc and just, but then still I had to send, I could put that on the fan page though. You know,
true, fan page, IG.
You know. Short of like designing a brand new website just for that purpose.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I see a lot of like the hockey aggregators and stat people do like, hey, you know, which player would you rather have kind of like running polls? Sure. Yeah, we'll work on that. That sounds like a project for Hope.
Yep.
She's really good at that stuff. So okay. I'll put her on that and I'll work on finding the bracket. But yeah, mark your calendars. Nice. March 23rd, Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1026 South State Street in Lockport. And it's free. Just come. Just show up. Mm-hmm. Come hang out with us. It's going to be an awesome time. Drink lots of delicious Nick and Ivy beer. And we say it all the time. Like, if you're, whatever your beer game is, like you're into the really heavy stuff, you're into the really, you know, elaborate and hoppy beers, or you're more of a lightweight like I am, they've got whatever you want. Right now, they've got a brand new Irish Red that just came out March 1st called Runyon Red. I'm a big fan of Irish Reds. 4.6 alcohol. That's good. Named after Armstead Runyon, the first settler in Lockport. So come on out to Nick and Ivy. That will be flowing. Everything there will be flowing. Check them out on social media at Nick and Ivy Brewing. That's Instagram and Facebook. And their website is nickivybrewing.com, N-I-K-I-V-Y brewing.com. Again, March Fatness Selection Show, Saturday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. I'll be out there early, stressing out and setting things up. So come say hi and bother me while I'm trying to focus. Yep. Just laying it all out there, man. It's what it's going to be.
It's true.
So, yeah, it'll be because once or twice a year I have to set up a broadcast and I have to like remember how to do everything and remember what to pack. And I almost inevitably always forget something. So hopefully I'll be nice and prepared this time. I had to run to a music store last time we had a broadcast. I had to go to the guitar store and get a cable. So hopefully I don't have to do that again. That was not great.
No, it was not. No. But it worked.
It did. It did.
So, all right. First thing that I have today.
Okay.
Which, admittedly, a bit of a light week for me. It's one way that I can be light. Is, didn't try a ton of new food in this past week, but I did go to a place that I'd heard about because guys I work with like it. And I can best describe it as kind of close to like an Asian version of Chipotle, which some people would be like, great, you went to Panda. And I'm like, no, I did not go to Panda. The place is called Bibi Bop. And there's a few of them in the area. I want to say there's like a handful, a couple in the city, some in the burbs. The one I went to is at 1725 West 22nd Street in Oak Brook. Okay. It's actually like very close to that Lazy Dog that I went to. It's like down the parking lot, essentially. From there, it's right by the Costco on 22nd Street. So it's what you would think. Basically, build your own bowl is what it is. And lots of different options. So if you want to go, if you're like me and you're lame, and it's like, okay, maybe a little more Americanized. You know, I wasn't feeling the best that day, so I didn't go quite as spicy as I probably would have gone otherwise. It's there for you. But if you want authentic, if you want spicy, there are options there for you. So just to kind of like go over what I had in mine was just chicken, which was, they also offer a spicy chicken. So this was just your original chicken, corn, carrot, potatoes, white rice, and of course I'm going to forget which sauce I had on there, but nothing too crazy. Like, and I would say it's good. It's a good option. Like two sizes of bowls. So that way, and I think there's a kid's one as well. So like, because I wasn't feeling great, I actually got the smaller bowl. Like it was one of those days where I'm like, I am going very conservative on everything that I'm doing.
Did you have poopies or what? Sure.
No, it was just upset.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just like an unsettled stomach. And I don't really know why, because when I left that morning, it wasn't that way. It was like when I got to work, it was that way. And I didn't have a bad day at work or anything. But, like, I thought it was a really good option. Like, you can make it whatever you want to make it. Oh, I also had, I actually had broccoli in mind. That was the other thing I forgot. Yeah. So, there were green things, people that get at me for not eating green things. So, that was there. But, let's see. I tried, sauce-wise, I tried the, I'm going to probably butcher it, the gochujang.
Yeah, that's the same stuff they put on the wings at Dak Dak.
Yeah, that's where, okay. So yep. That was where I had heard it before. So that I tried it and I was like, okay, that's solid, little spicy. So I didn't have a ton of it. But the fact that you can get all that either over the top or on the side, just like if that's the type of thing you're looking for, just like, is it going to be the best Asian food you've ever had? No. But do you want a quick option that you can get in, get out, and have something really solid that's very customizable? I think it's a fantastic option.
That actually looks really good. That's similar. Mm-hmm. I've talked about Semsem before out there, and I believe that it is Tinley on 159th and just east of Harlem. It's kind of the same idea. It's like a Middle Eastern Mediterranean Chipotle, right? Like pick your, you get like, Euro meat or chicken or whatever, and you get like Arabic salad. Like there's all kind of, and it's all kind of the same concept as Chipotle, but instead of Tex-Mex, it's Asian or it's Mediterranean, Middle Eastern or whatever. I believe it's Middle Eastern. That's not the same thing. I don't know why I'm hyphenating that, which I shouldn't be doing. It's different kind of food, but you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of olives and dates and like that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So just looking at, locations, their location finder is a little odd. I'm seeing four locations. There's one in Roscoe Square, 3304 Northwestern. There's one at DePaul, 24 East Jackson. The one I was at in Oakbrook, and one in Willowbrook, 7137 Kingery Highway, which is 83, I believe.
What is it?
I do a horrible 83.
I'm seeing one in out my way in Calumet, Indiana.
Okay.
So there's a, or I'm sorry, in Munster, Indiana on Calumet. So there are some out east as well. So I'll check that out. It sounds good. I'm always looking for something new. Hope and I have started like actually making a physical list of stuff we want to try.
That's good, man. Cause you're always like, I'll remember. And then you know what you do?
Not remember. Forget. Yes. Yeah. She actually Hope physically bought a book. This was inspired by our friend Sarah at Disney, who wrote down like everything we had, what it cost, like what we thought of it, because it can get overwhelming. Wow. She is a professional Disney planner, of course, so it's different. Right. But Hope's like, yeah, it's a good idea, so I can remember what we want to do and remember what we've had and what we like. So yeah, we'll add that one to the list because that's definitely up her alley for sure. Yeah. So
absolutely,
yeah, we'll try that. That sounds really good. All right, I have a dilemma for you. It's not really a dilemma. Okay. I just don't know what to do. Okay. So, as you know, and not everyone on the show knows this, before we moved to Homewood, we were in Payless Heights, and we were renting a home. And it was a interesting relationship with the owners, who like felt like every now and again they could just like show up and go through the house for like whatever they needed. And we never got our security deposit back, and whatever. So when we left, they let us take some of the, they're like some dressers and stuff that they weren't going to take that, frankly, we needed. We didn't have dressers of our own. So took these dressers, and this week I have like this little one next to my bed. It's a little two shelf like square. I just keep my humidifier on there, like a reading lamp and my phone charger. That's basically it. But in the drawers, I have some books, and one of the books fell behind. Like, I opened the drawer, and the book fell, and I went behind, so I couldn't shut it. So I had to take the drawer out.
Yes.
And then I found, like, all this stuff underneath it. So underneath the drawer, I found this black, like, a pencil case almost.
Okay.
And I almost just threw it out, but I'm like, well, I'm just going to look and see what's in here. And I'm going to show you, Rick, what was in said envelope.
Big wad of cash.
It was a lot of money.
Oh.
It was $148, made up of one $100 bill from 1929.
Wow.
A couple dozen $2 bills, one from, I think, 1953 or 59, and then 1976 is when they released the twos.
Okay.
And then a bunch of old singles. And I was trying to see, like,
starting to sound like Jay's Antique Roadshow.
But it kind of is, because that $100 bill is from the Depression.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you can see, like, how, if you're not watching on YouTube, go to YouTube and check it out. YouTube.com/I'mFatPodcast. They've got, like, the $2 bill has that red ink on it.
Yes.
The one has blue ink, and then the 100 has, like, a rust-colored ink. And they're hand-typed. Like, that $100 bill, you probably can't see it very well on YouTube, but it says, like, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago on it. Like, there's...
Oh, wow.
They're definitely historic relics. So I found some places that kind of assess the value of old money. Sure. And it doesn't seem like they're worth, like, thousands of dollars, but, like, the 100 is worth, like, 115.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. So I know where this is going.
No, I'm not returning it to them.
Oh, good. Okay.
No, they never gave us our security deposit back. They didn't fix things in the house. We had to completely revamp the, like, all the things you're supposed to get as a renter, we didn't get. So there's no moral dilemma for me in saying, like, should I bring this money to them? No, this is just a little dent in the money they still owe us that we're not pursuing.
Right.
So screw that. But my thing is, do I, like, take, because I don't know. I can walk into some assessor and be like, hey, I've got this old money. Is it worth anything? And they'll say, no, not at all. And then... Mm-hmm. It is, and I don't know any better, right?
Right.
But I also don't think this is the kind of money I can walk into a store and be, like, shopping with.
True.
Like, here's a $100 bill that is 95 years old.
I still...
It is legal tender.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like the going into a store and handing it to the girl at Target or whatever, she's going to look at it like, this is not real. This isn't real money.
I mean, that's possible, but I would still bring it to an assessor. Just see.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do anything with it.
True.
If you get a weird feeling, or if they're just like, well, yeah, it's not really worth anything. You might as well just give it to me and I'll give you a regular 100. Be like, no. How about that?
Yeah, well, I guess the other theory, too, is if they let me walk out without giving them anything, it is truly not worth anything. But if all of a sudden I'm leaving and they're like, well, wait a minute, let me see that again. Mm-hmm. You know, that might... But I'll crowdsource this, too. If anybody knows anyone who, you know, has any sort of connections in that realm, let us know via email, imfatpod@gmail.com. Because, I mean, it's just sitting there. We just have it put away. I'm not going to the store and spending it anytime soon. I'm just kind of waiting to see what I want to do with it. It's interesting. If nothing else, it's a historical relic.
I was going to say it's cool.
It is cool. Yeah. But I'm imagining that this was something that they were collecting because it was stashed in a drawer. They're all very specifically from these couple of years, but they're also not in terrific shape.
Yeah.
You know, if they were pristine, that would be a little more like one of them had tape on it and like a rusty, paper clip and, so I don't know. I don't know. But no, they're not getting it back. That's off the table. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So the way that went down was, no. We put more money in that house than they did. I swear to God.
That's what my my place, mind you, very different. That's what my place in college was like. Or it took everything to get the landlord to come in and try and fix anything. Like, there was a cracked stair that was like, it didn't just take me to be able to like make that thing kind of cave a little bit. It was anybody. And I had a roommate at that time that at that point was as big, if not maybe a hair bigger than me. And he would rumble down the stairs. Like, he lived on the third floor. And my first year living in that place, I lived on the second floor, but my bedroom was underneath the stairs. And that was like the only logical place to put the bed.
Mm.
So like, I would be dead asleep. And then all of a sudden I would hear.
Oh God.
And it was like, okay, I guess Miner's going to class. Cool. And then it was just that place. That was the place that also painted the wood floors.
Yes. I love this story.
Which is hilarious because it's a college. It's meant for college kids. So let's get something that's going to soak up and have every bit of sticky everything stay forever.
Yes. And also, so, I imagine, too, in the summer when it got hot, that the paint would get a little sticky. Oh,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, because there was no air conditioning in that place.
Oh, God.
That's for sure. So, yeah, so we finally figured out that one way to clean the floor was when we were cleaning up from a party, and there were like over 100 people in our place, so the foot traffic was real, and we spilled some Skull vodka, and I wiped it, and it cleaned the floor.
Sure it did. That's like when I used to wipe my face with Windex.
Yeah.
It's an astringent. It gets all the grease out.
So I, wait, you actually did that?
I didn't spray it, but I would put on a paper towel and I would do it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like my Big Fat Greek Wedding. When I saw that movie, I pointed. I'm like, see, it's not just me.
Oh, I still haven't seen that movie, so I never heard of that.
Oh, it's good. It's a good movie.
Okay.
Nia but Vardalos.
So then I made a, a smiley face in the floor. Because you could tell the difference between the clean part of the floor and the not clean part of the floor. Oh, my God. It was disgusting. And it was like a light, like, gray with just, like, a twinge of, like, a light blue in there. Like, that type of color was the floor color.
Nice.
It was so friggin' stupid.
So gross.
But the rent was cheap as hell.
That's better than the scaby cake.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen in the kitchen, though. That was, that place, 8 people lived there, and it was $2,000 a month.
That's it. It's a good deal.
Yep.
God, that's so gross. Yes. Ugh. Well, I'm not going to read Fredo's now because I don't want them to be adjacent to your nasty ass dorm. You could drive away from Rick's nasty ass dorm in your Mazda from Mazda of Orland Park, 8910 West 159th Street, 708-444-3200. Give Eric Vates a call. Set up a test drive for your brand new Mazda, the CX-30, the CX-5. Those are the two Mazdas that I have. I love them both. The new CX-50 is out. That looks really cool. The CX-90, if you're looking for something a little bit bigger. And they've got the new CX-70 on the way. That's got the hybrid, half electric, half gas. And they've got the Mazda 3, which is a smaller model. If you're looking for like a, I don't know what that would be, a coupe? Not a sedan. I don't know. It's a car.
Yeah.
Not an SUV. I don't know what you call that anymore. Like a sedan is a big car. Like a Cadillac is a sedan.
Right.
I think a Mazda 3 is a hatchback.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, like a hatchback. People don't like the term compact, but I don't think it'd be. I think it's more of a true hatchback.
It is the same, I've been told by Eric, that it's the same chassis as the CX-30.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's just a smaller body.
I always appreciate hearing that type of thing of like for comparison's sake, just like that with any car. It's like, oh, well, this SUV is built on this car's chassis. Same difference.
There you go. So I love the 30. It's an SUV, but it's a smaller SUV. Perfect for me to get to work and back, get good gas mileage on it. Can fit 5 people in there pretty comfortably. Nice trunk storage. I love it. It's a perfect car for me. The CX-5 is a little bit bigger, a little more trunk space. That's the softball car. That's where all the bags and tees and buckets of balls and everything are. So whatever you need, Mazda's got it for you, and no one does it better than Mazda of Orland Park. So visit MazdaOfOrlandPark.com or go visit them, 8910 West 159th Street. All right, I have another question for you.
Okay.
This is a question I ask myself.
Oh, boy.
Do you have an idea before you make wind of if it's going to smell or not.
Sometimes.
And
sometimes I feel like I do, and sometimes I have no idea.
Yeah. And do you feel like sometimes you can control whether or not?
No.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
I don't feel like I can control if it smells. I can do my best to control if it's loud.
Yes.
But a lot of times that's still rough. There might be times where I find a reason to go sit down quickly if I think it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
And just pray.
I love all the videos of the kids on TikTok and Instagram, like, I got a fart in class, and they, and someone's like, yeah, cough, and he goes, it's like, dude, you're supposed to time them up. Right. But yeah, I feel like I have some sort of inkling of, all right, this one's going to be, like, I can do this one at a TJ Maxx hall, you know, aisle, because yeah. I know it's not going to be awful. And then there's some I'm knowing, like, no, I need to get to the public bathroom. I was just curious because, I don't know, sometimes, you know, and like, you know, you go by how the day has gone pretty much, or by what you've eaten over the last 24 hours.
Yes.
But sometimes I have a pretty good feel for what's going to happen and what it's going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, though, you even surprise yourself.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because, yeah, if it feels like this may be the first step to a near immediate bathroom trip, that's probably not going to smell great.
Yeah.
Also, but you can generally feel that type of, I don't know, that type of consequence is going to be there.
Yeah.
Also, I'm having a hard time focusing because of the hockey sticks.
I know. The background. I don't know what happened. I think, so when I came down this morning, two of them were on the ground and they're stuck with like the double-sided adhesive. I think the dog was down here messing with them. Like he was trying to like maybe bite them off the wall or something.
That's funny.
Because I didn't know what happened down here, because I was here yesterday and it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But then two had fallen. They never fall. They've been here for since I wrote my book. Like they've been up there forever.
Oh, I wrote a book. I'm
kidding. Shut up. Sold like six of them. So I don't know what happened, but I think the dog might have been, because I did find out today that the dog was down here because there was a little gift left for me in a corner. And he likes to mark. He's very well potty trained, but when he gets in the basement, he's like, I'm not usually down here. I had to make my mark, so in case any other dogs come down here, they know I live here too. Somehow his dog hair is down here all the time. I don't know how that happens, but yeah, it's everywhere. All the time. We have had the three sheddiest dogs in the history of dogs. But anyway, yeah, I don't know why those fell. So I'm going to have to re-adhere them to the old wall.
That's part of the reason everybody goes for like poodle mixes, is because if you get the poodle coat, then it really,
yeah,
you know. But
I want to pay for grooming, though.
And then you get poodle personality, which people are like, yeah, there's no shedding, but my dog's kind of an asshole.
Well, Bailey sheds and is an asshole, so I got both things going for me. We have to remember, though, he is barely one.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be for a while.
When we got him, he was, what, 3 or 4 months old, and he was a dick.
Yeah.
And now he's very nice and very sweet, but he just doesn't, his boundaries are a problem. He likes to bite play.
I mean, oh, okay. Yeah. That's just going to take time.
It like, doesn't hurt. He's not trying to hurt. He just like everything.
Yeah.
But he just like stop is sometimes and he likes to jump on my nutsack every time possible. It's like he aims that paw, like, there it is, bam, every time.
I would bet by two, most of that is gone.
He'll be fine. He is 85% better than when you brought him home.
Okay,
that's good. Yeah, get rid of that last, you know, that last 15% of buttholery. And I want him to be energetic and funny and have his personality, but like, dude, just like, stop. He's got two modes. He's got psycho or sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone unplugs him, and he's like,
yeah,
boom, and then he's just a load.
He's a two true outcome dog.
Yeah, yes. And I, when he's asleep, we try to move. He goes, ah. Yeah, see? He turns into a 1920s detective.
Right. Does he pull out his Tommy gun toy?
Yeah, exactly. That would be I'm going to give you to the count of three to get your ugly yellow. Yeah, yep. That's him. That's him. All right, so you can sometimes tell. I thought it was just me how your fart's going to be.
No, sometimes you can tell.
Okay.
And generally those times are the times where you're like, is it just this or is there something else?
Following? Yeah, I'm pretty good about that. And you mentioned like the one where, you know, eventually you're going to have to find a bathroom. I call those like the falling out farts, like where it's like they're coming and there's not a lot I can do to control them. It's like as you're walking, it's like as you're like taking your steps to the bathroom.
Yep.
That's hopefully you're home when that's happening to you.
But the kids are the best with those ones.
Oh yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about, by the way, just wait until you're in your late 30s, early 40s, and you'll find out. It's coming.
Yep.
But yeah, there's some good videos of the kids like running to the bathroom with the like following behind them.
Yes. Okay. So something that I have that I saw that was posted on the fan page on Facebook. The Bulls have partnered with Crumble for a cookie.
Only the Bulls.
Which will be from the 11th to the 16th is when that will be available.
Okay. It's nice looking. So, it looks cool.
It looks cool. So it's a dark chocolate base rolled in cookies and cream crumbs. Mm. And it has the red and white swirled cream cheese frosting. Cool. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But what should a Bulls crumble cookie be? Like, I don't... Maybe I don't know the exact ingredients it should be, but it should be uninspiring.
Uninspiring. The same cookie year after year after year with no changes.
Yep. Yes.
But it also still sells out every time it's out.
Right. You know, it's got something flashy to it that sounds better than it actually is.
Yeah. It's better without the frosting somehow.
Yeah.
That's my Zach Levine reference. Is that good?
Yep. Yes. That's good. That is very good. Yeah, this is just, I know they've played a little better lately, like 3-1 on that West Coast road trip and whatever. But yeah, just like if there's something that it's like, this is a cookie and that's the best thing I can say about it. Like it's not terrible, but it's not memorable. And
I'm picturing you putting a bull at the end of all these. Is that memorable? Bull.
Yeah,
that's how you have to do it. I'm going to get one of these though, cause it looks good.
It does look good,
but yeah, I am.
So if you have suggestions on how to make what the actual Bulls crumble cookie should be, I'mFatPod@gmail.com at I'mFatPod on all the social medias
like that. Because that's fun.
Because that's fun, and I'm telling you, like, I did the best thing possible. I have stopped prioritizing Bulls games.
Good now
for
you.
I just watch the best game. Like, I watched, now mind you, this is the extreme peak. I watched Celtics Nuggets.
That's a good game. Even wonderful. I know that's a good game.
It was fantastic. It's it's the most likely finals preview. Like in the betting markets, if it was who are going to be the two teams in the finals, those are the two favorites. So, like, well-played game, good shot-making,
yeah,
good defense.
What a concept. Like,
yeah, right? The Bulls are not as depressing as they were earlier, but there's, like,
yeah,
they had this really nice run, and everybody's excited that they are under 500 still.
Ugh.
Cool.
I feel bad. I always see, you know, Peck and Big Dave and Goat Gottlieb hanging out. It's like, you know, we're all like the Hawks are losing often too, but at least, but like with the Hawks, design. There is a direction.
Yes.
It's just the Bulls are just going to be, it's kind of the same with the White Sox. It's going to be the same thing forever. And maybe you catch lightning in a bottle, like you get a Derrick Rose, or like the White Sox just like made a bunch of trades. It just worked out awesome. Yep. And their prospects like just panned out and everything like clicked at the right time. And you win one, or you make a deep run if you're the Bulls, but like there's no path to sustain success.
No. If only there was a through line for both of the White Sox and the Bulls.
Can't think of what that is.
Nope.
Interesting. Yeah, last night, because I was watching, you know, recently the Oilers and Bruins played, like, two of the best teams with, like, some of the biggest stars, and, like, that is what hockey looks like. Like, it's crisp, and it's flying, and the passes are on the tape. Last night, there was a moment in the game where Connor Bedard was just a man possessed last night. He had 5 shots on goal and 16 shot attempts. Like, every time he had the puck, he was trying to get it on net, and he was playing great. And he sent a pass to a teammate that, I'm not kidding you, Rick, it was going this fast. But he just knew that he didn't have to get it there fast. He knew the guy was trailing, so he was trying to time the pass with the arrival of the player. He did. It was right on the tape, and the player, Jacob Megna, just fumbled the puck, turned it over, and they had to, like, reset. You know, they went offsides. I'm like, that was 5 miles an hour.
So that's one thing with, like, That's a perfect example, and like basketball too, of a lot of people won't appreciate a pass unless the basket is made. It's like, no, some of the best passes never get recognized because like a guy was set up for like a wide open three and just missed the shot. But the pass was absolutely insane. Like those, we for our sports specifically, you have to start to like normalize appreciating passing no matter the end result.
There are so many Connor Bedard highlights that are not highlights because the dumbass on the other side of the highlight can't complete the play.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... Only a few more to go.
And by that, you mean years until contention.
Yeah, but at least, like, again, you see the plan, and it's like, okay, absolutely, I can deal with this because I know there's a... There's a light at the end of the tunnel here, so I can live with that. That's fine. Hey, last week, what was your... Do you know... I don't want to throw this on you with no warning. The name of the Greek place you went, do you remember it by chance?
It is QP Greek Food with a Kick.
Okay. Yes, and you got kebabs, correct?
Yep, chicken kebabs.
So you inspired me to return to an old favorite, just kebabs. And there's my plate from Just Kebabs. This is in, is it technically Midlothian? I believe it is. It's like 143rd and Cicero-ish. Like that area, there's a White Castle. It used to be a Hardee's. Now it's Just Kebabs. Anyway, so if you can't see, if you're not watching on YouTube, I'm going to describe the plate. 2 big chicken kebabs with 5 chunks of chicken on each. 2 big like roasted potato spears. The whole bowl is filled with rice. There's 4 triangles of pita, and then there's a salad, iceberg, green peppers, cucumbers, red onion, and tomato. All of that with a drink. You can see the receipt there. $11.42.
That's crazy.
I couldn't finish it.
Wow.
It's so much damn food. It's so good. It's just amazing food. I got to get the address correct for people so people know where to go. 14747 South Cicero. So, yeah, I was right. It was 147th and Cicero. There's also one in St. Charles, which is the one that you've been to. Mm-hmm. I think there's a few more as well. But if you've got a Just Kebabs near you, it's probably one of those places where you drive by it because you don't know anyone who's been there, right? Like, and it's not like a brand name, but it's also not like some clearly like mom and pop kind of a thing. It looks like a chain.
Sure.
If you've got a Just Kebabs near you, get in there. The value's insane. The food is great. The service is awesome. It like flies. You get what you want very quickly. But they've got pork, beef, gyro, chicken, and they've got other stuff too. Like there's other stuff on the menu. Like that spicy hummus, which is so good. What was the stuff you and Sam had at the party? Remember that? There was some kind of dip that you guys brought home that was just amazing.
Was it a feta dip?
Yes, that's what it was. Okay. It was the feta dip, and that was so freaking good. But I'm just looking here. Like they've got baklava like for dessert, chocolate fudge brownies, chocolate chip cookies, Greek potatoes, Greek salad. They have kebab sandwiches. They have shrimp kebabs. You can get whole or half rotisserie chickens. Like, a whole rotisserie chicken is $9.75.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, it's just, and it's so well made. It's so delicious. So, if you got it just kebabs near you, 147th and Cicero or St. Charles, like, go in there. If you, if you're like, man, I don't have a lot of time, but I am starving. That, honestly, that's cheaper than a Taco Bell run these days.
Man, you are not lying.
I'm not. Like, if you get two or three things from Taco Bell, you're 11, 12, 13 bucks, unless you're going for the value menu.
Right. I've ranted on that enough. I don't need to go into that any further.
I know. We've exhausted that topic.
So we all know, and we have discussed, that there are Little Debbie-inspired ice creams out there.
Yes.
That are partnered with Hudsonville, as I have researched for this week, because, yes, there's the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are the ice cream bars.
Yeah.
So, looking at the options here for what's offered as an ice cream bar, there's birthday cake. So, birthday cake, nutty bar, star crunch, and strawberry shortcake.
Mm.
Those are offered in bar form.
Yeah, I'm looking at the HudsonvilleIceCream.com page.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you mention this, I have had the Nutty Bar one.
Really?
Or I had the Star Crunch. Because all I know is Hope bought them and then threw the box out. I think I had the Star Crunch. They were amazing.
Star Crunch, just by what it is, I think lends itself to that so much better than probably any of the other ones. Because you get the crisp in the chocolate, you get the caramel in the ice cream. Like, yes, absolutely. It looks fantastic, and I need to have it because Star Crunch is my favorite Little Debbie product.
Oops, did you hear that? Sorry. I just texted Hope with my computer, so...
Oh, no, I did not hear that.
Whoop sound went through. So
nice.
I'm sure everyone listening heard that. But yeah, it's find them. They're good. Because I was not super thrilled with the ice cream itself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was more like inspired by kind of a feel.
Yeah, than trying to truly get the essence of.
Yeah, if I was getting Swiss cake roll ice cream, I wanted ice cream jam full of Swiss cake rolls.
Yes.
That's not what it was. It was like...
No.
Here's a interpretation. The Star Crunch bar was amazing. So, yeah, make sure you find those.
Yep.
Get those.
Good
reminder. I did not write that down. All right, I've got one more thing for you that I tried this week, and I got a couple little small things for you. On Grand, like in the city, like west of the Loop, there's a bunch of great Italian bakeries. I've had Bari before. Bari is a place you can walk in, order a sub. They've got your typical Italian pastries, like those sort of things. Directly next door is D'Amato's. 1124 West Grand. Went in there the other day. Had a hankering for an Italian sub. But instead, I saw they had like the sheet cake pizza.
Ooh,
you know, like the pan, like the almost, I don't want to say Detroit style. It's not right.
Okay.
But like the same, like a square cut, maybe like inch thick, really doughy, almost like focaccia kind of a dough.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is going to be a place I start going all the time because I started out following them on social media and they're super active. They got like a vodka chicken parm sandwich that just looks killer. It's this really unassuming little bakery. You walk in, it's all the cookies and you could buy the focaccia, but they've got a full kitchen that makes all kinds of sandwiches and pizzas and everything, and like calzones. It's great. So if you're out in that area, kind of like a forgotten part of the city because there's not a lot of like reasons to be there unless you're going right there. Gotcha. Right? Like it's not like near a theater or near Fold Market. Like it's just kind of its own little area.
Sure.
But the food right down in that area, Bari and D'Amato's, are great. There's a bunch of other stuff that way, too. So make your way that way. If you're ever in a city and you're kind of like, I want to get off the beaten path, I can't find anywhere to park to find anything to eat. Like if you're trying Fulton Market or Randolph and just can't find parking, which is Like, the days I don't go to J.P. Graziano is because I can't find a parking spot around there. So I usually will bail and just find something else. But head down a couple blocks north to Grand Avenue, and you'll find D'Amato's and Bari right next to each other. And from what I understand, they don't get along super well. There's kind of like a little rivalry between the two, which I think is interesting. But D'Amato's is 1124 West Grand, so I would assume that Bari would be like 1126 or 1122. It's like literally next door. So, yeah, go check out both of them. The sandwich at Bari was terrific. So I'm looking forward to trying a sub from D'Amato's this week to compare. Maybe I'll get one today on the way into the United Center. Why not?
You still haven't found a way to get the get what I had at the UC, have you?
Well,
I know it's tough to get to.
Well, it's hard for me to get to, and like there's free food up there for me.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's soup and it's wraps and stuff like that, and it's good. But
are
like,
you talking like up in the press box, or are you talking like down?
Well, there's both. Wow. If I want to go, so I could pay for the press meal, which I've done before. Like last time I did that, it was baked potato and
it generally looks like pretty
good. Yeah, it was barbecue chicken. It was good, and I think it's like $11, so it's not anything crazy. But usually I just go straight up to the press box, and there's enough up there to satiate me throughout the game.
Mind you, it was only like two games that I covered for the Bulls.
Yeah.
All that was up there was popcorn.
That's not surprising. Yeah, the Hawks do a little more. I don't know what is typical up there for the Bulls. But
yeah, I don't either. I was there two games. It could have been two off games for them in terms of that stuff. Whatever.
Yeah. No, there's usually like, you know, a chicken wrap or there's always soup. They've got the popcorn machine. They got a bunch of chips. And then there's like three candy jars. Usually it's some sort of like gummy or Swedish fish.
So you go for that one.
Of course, unless Mark Bergevin, former Blackhawk and Canadiens exec, sticks his bare hands in there and grabs them like he likes to do. Then I don't have them. If I see Mark Bergevin, I stay away from the gummy bears.
Okay.
Because he's a bear fister. And take out what he wants, even though there's a spoon. He literally moves the spoon and reaches in and grabs what he wants. I'm like,
dude.
Yeah. So when I see him around, I avoid that. But they've got the Whoppers, like the malt ball Whoppers, M&M peanuts and M&Ms. And then there's also like blondies, like the blondie brownies, and then chocolate chip cookies. So we're pretty set up there. So remind me, though, what was the thing you... Oh, the goat, the tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what it was. I forget what it was actually called.
Little goat, isn't it?
Izard United Center. Was it?
I think it's little goat.
Yeah, it is little goat.
Yeah. I've had them before, though.
Okay.
And I will have them again because we got Addy some. Oh, no, that's at Rosemont. I'll play this game with you. Okay. Old man yells at cloud. You know, Addie loves Casey Musgraves. So for her graduation gift, we got her three tickets so she can bring a friend and a parent to see Casey Musgraves. We're in the upper level of the Allstate Arena. We got three tickets. I want you to guess how much it costs for three tickets.
Oh, God. Three tickets, upper level of Rosemont. Let's go $160.
That's face value per ticket. So it was $550.
Okay.
Fortunately, I had a $250 gift card, which took some of the sting off of it, but it was still $300 for three tickets to a concert.
Also, tell everybody Rick doesn't go to concerts very often without telling everybody Rick doesn't go to concerts very often.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's too much. Anyway.
Way too much.
Do you have anything else? I got my little nuggets to get to before we get to Ask a Fat.
No, I've got nothing. I know it's St. Patrick's Day in this next week, so that'll be fun for people. Not a whole lot of food stuff really to do, but you know,
it's St. Patrick's Day is on a weekend, which is a nightmare. Irish soda bread from Jewel. Jewel has great Irish soda bread. So if you're looking for something to do St. Patrick's, go get yourself some Irish soda bread from Jewel. Get yourself the Kerrygold Irish butter. And thank me later. I just throw two slices of that Irish soda bread in the toaster, put about halfway, gets nice. It's your house smells like you're making cookies, first of all. And then it's nice and hot for the butter to melt on. I've had that for breakfast all week, and it's great. Nice. I went back and got our second loaf of soda bread this week. That's great. I saw something fun at TJ Maxx the other day.
Oh, God, what?
So we've had the waffle cone, like where it's just the base of the cone filled with the frosting.
Yeah.
Well, yes. it's been ripped off by a company calling themselves Just the Tip. Yeah.
Well,
that's a little on the nose there, Just the Tip people.
I would say so.
But it got my attention, that's for sure. This is the Belgian white chocolate Just the Tip, but they also had your typical chocolate, and they did have a hazelnut chocolate, which looked pretty good. But yes, the Just the Tip. So if you don't know what that is, if you ever had a drumstick ice cream bar, the last bite is the little base of the cone, and there's a little bit of chocolate in that pool. This is literally a bag of just that. The bottom of a waffle cone filled with chocolate. So,
which is genius, but also a ripoff.
Yes.
And, yeah, the name's a little much.
It is a little much.
And that's coming from us.
Yeah. And I also had the, I have a little complaint about a former hero of mine, Blackhawks legend Tony Amonte. He was a fat for a while. He really was. And I was pretty pleased about this.
He was the one guy I could name off of those teams.
And yeah, he was the only one worth naming off those teams, really. This is a sort of mid-transition. You could see the chunk in his face a little bit, a little paunch in the stomach. And I'm like, all right, good. You know, and he had gained since that picture was taken. But now he's gone and become a normie again, and I'm unhappy about it. I saw him at the Chris Chelios jersey retirement ceremony. And you could see him there in the middle with the C on his chest. That's Eddie Belfour next to him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a normie.
You can see the jawline.
Yeah. I was pretty upset with that. So he walked out. I'm like, oh, here he comes. I'm like, what? No. I was mad. I was mad at Tony Amonte for being healthy and taking care of himself. How dare you?
Yeah, he's no Kachuk, that's for sure.
Oh, God. Few are.
In so many ways.
All right, is it time to ask the Fats?
It is.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 1 week since my last confession.
Okay, my son. What is your confession?
I'm fat.
Ask a Fat, as always, is brought to you by our buddy, Charlie, the Bacon Guy, and here he is with this week's Bacon Report.
Thanks, Jay. This week's available flavors are maple pepper, rosemary, French toast, ranch, chorizo, Nashville hot, raspberry chipotle, Maui Wowie, cheddar, and cherry Dr. Pepper. Bacon jams are the original, the bourbon, the pineapple habanero, and the cherry jalapeno. The Canadian bacon is still a work in progress. We should have it by the end of this week. And starting now, through the end of March Fatness, as soon as they announce the winner, the promo code will be no longer. But until then, use I'm Fat, I-M-F-A-T, for 10% off your entire order at charliethebaconguy.com. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
You heard it from Charlie the Bacon Guy. There's the flavors available. Go to charliethebaconguy.com. to place your orders now. All those great flavors. The cherry Dr. Pepper is amazing. And this week, my podcast partner at CHGO, Greg Boyson, had his 45th birthday. And Charlie catered the event with a bacon charcuterie board.
Oh, my.
Yes. There's the spicy and the cherry jalapeno bacon jams. You've got the Ritz crackers. He had four kinds of bacon. It was the buffalo, the shawarma, the... What was the other one? Buffalo shawarma. There's one more. And then you can see on the bottom there, Rick, that is chocolate covered bacon.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But what really stole the show there, if you're looking in the middle, that log of goat cheese is Jardiniere goat cheese.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was amazing. Charlie the Bacon Guy knocked it out of the park. And I think this might be the next venture in Charlie's business, is setting up bacon charcuterie plates for people. Because this was incredible. But go get yourself some bacon from Charlie at charliethebaconguy.com. You can go on there. You can check out the bacon vault of all the flavors he's made before. And if something seems super appealing to you, get in touch with him, charliethebaconguy@gmail.com. And he can make you your own batch of whatever flavor you want. And if you've got some ideas, like, hey, have you ever tried this combination? He'll give it a shot for you if you order enough of it. So get in touch with Charlie, charliethebaconguy@gmail.com, or visit his website, charliethebaconguy.com. All right, we've got a bunch of voicemails today, so let's get right to them. Nice. Want to leave us a voicemail? 708-858-3314. Again, it's 708-858-3314.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Tony from Bartlett. I was just calling to let you know a couple of things your Culver's Insider hopefully already told you. Beginning the middle of April, Culver's will be hooking up with DoorDash and Uber Eats for your delivered deliciousness. Have a great afternoon.
That is new info, I believe.
Yeah.
Do we have two Culver's Insiders now?
Or is that a DoorDash / Uber Eats Insider?
It could be. That could be. That's very good. Just making the nation fatter by saying, we'll bring you better food to your door.
Right.
Yeah. That's good. That's exciting. All right. Second one here.
Gentlemen, Fats, long time, first time. Got a question for you. Start, bench, or cut? Donuts, bagels, muffins. Carry on, lads.
This one's easy. I'm cutting muffins. I'm starting donuts. And I'm benching bagels.
Okay. I'm definitely starting donuts. I do like muffins, though. I don't have bagels as often as I should. And when I do, I really like bagels.
Yeah.
But they are closer to donuts. So if I've already got the donuts... I'm the same. Yeah.
I mean, I like muffins. It's a low ceiling, high floor kind of a food.
That's true. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you give me like a solid bagel, yeah, it's again, we're back to where Rick doesn't eat breakfast very often. So bagels are not as much in the repertoire. So I don't think about them enough, but when I have them, I'm like, I need to start eating bagels more. And then I don't.
I will recommend a really good, quick breakfast option on a bagel. The bacon, egg, and cheese bagel from Dunkin' on the multigrain bagel. I know multigrain sounds healthy and you're probably throwing up in your mouth, but it's softer than the plain bagel and it is more accommodating as a sandwich.
Okay.
And the everything bagel is good, but sometimes in the morning, it's a lot.
Bit much.
Like you're getting the garlic and like it's... you don't want to, you already probably, even when you brush your teeth in the morning, you still probably have a little bit of that morning breath lingering. You don't want to throw garlic into the mix before you see anybody at work.
True.
You know? So, but I always go bacon, egg, and cheese on the everything bagel and it's great. All right. We got two more voicemails before we get to the emails.
Hey, Fats. Long John Silver's Kyle calling. It's been a while. I was up last night snacking on fat food. I had 4 Eggo waffles. With some syrup. This is like 2 a.m., right? And then I found a box of cereal that my wife bought for our 7-year-old. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Minis. I don't know if you've seen these. I don't know if you've heard of these, but I pretty much ate the entire box last night post my Eggo waffle binge. These things, like, imagine Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's got that, obviously, flavor and that crunch. But they're like in mini ball form, not like the size of Kix or Cocoa Puffs. They're like a third of the size of that. There's like 10,000 mini Cinnamon Toast Crunch nuggets in this box. Imagine like a Cheerio. Imagine the inside hole of the Cheerio, how big that is. Like these little mini pieces of deliciousness can fit inside that hole of the Cheerio. That's how small these things are. Anyway, again, I ate pretty much the entire box last night and thought of you guys because they're awesome. So if you see them, get them. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Minis, legit, and get 2 boxes while you're at it because they're pretty good. Bye.
All right, so we got a picture on the screen here, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. So these are, smaller than Kix. I call like, they're like pebble-sized, right? Like pea gravel almost.
Yes.
The mind reels here, Rick, because all I can think about is making these into a Rice Krispie treat sort of a thing.
Of course. Well, that would be you.
Yeah.
That's a very you thing.
That would be amazing. You could probably throw some Cocoa Puffs in there, too, for some chocolate. Oof.
I'm 100% going to try this.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Because, like, the only thing with Cinnamon Toast Crunch is how sugary your fingers get. If you're eating it that way.
Which, eating out of the box,
someone,
right?
Yeah. Which is someone that eats their cereal with milk on the side. It's more relevant.
Yeah. Have you seen the thing where you, it's like a sippy cup and like the cereal sits in the, how does it work? It's like a way to keep your, wait a minute.
Keep the cereal dry, but still get the mix.
I'm envisioning this wrong. It is like a, scrap it, put a pin in it. I'll find it and I'll come back to it next week.
Okay.
Cause why would you drink the milk, but not eat the cereal? That can't be right.
What do you mean?
Well, because thing I'm envisioning, I saw an Instagram ad for a guy who's got like a, it looks like a your typical water bottle, but the cereal goes in the middle and the milk's on the outside, but he's like drinking the milk. Maybe it's just like a very convenient way to do both.
Maybe.
I got to look into it.
Okay. Yeah. My usual thing is I'll take a bite of cereal and then wash it down with a little bit of milk.
Okay. Yeah. That way it doesn't get all soggy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, last voicemail before we get to the emails.
Hello, Fats. It's Jason from Oshkosh. As we get a little bit closer to another great fat holiday, Easter, the day after Easter is more important to Fats, and just a little fat hack for everybody. If you have specific candy that you like, let's just say it's Reese's Eggs. Sorry, Rick. Because I know you don't like peanut butter, but you find the candy that you like, hide it somewhere where people won't look, maybe behind some healthy food, and then come clearance day, when everybody's already picked through all the really good candy, you go up to the register with some candy that's supposed to be on clearance, and you get it way cheaper. Little fat hack for you for after Easter. Keep up the good work. Love the pod. Thanks, guys.
I actually found this in Target the other day. I was shopping, and there was some Valentine's candy, I believe it was Reese's, stashed. This wasn't the other day. It was a couple weeks ago, obviously. Someone had done this. They had found the premium Valentine's candy, put it somewhere away from the Valentine's, so they knew that when Valentine's passed, they can go there, remove said item, and take the stashed candy and go get it at a discount. It's very smart.
It really is, and it also banks on very lazy employees.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing to bank on.
I've seen people hide them in coolers before, too.
That's really
like
smart.
If you go in the cooler aisle and you don't put it in the front cooler, you put it in the back one. You know, maybe one up on a higher shelf or whatever. But yeah, there's.
Imagine someone actually buys that one and then they're like, come on now.
Well, that's
the store. They're like, you really thought you could get away with this? And they're like,
that's the problem with that.
Like, but I didn't know there was anything in there.
Right. That's the concern. By doing the cooler thing, you're putting somebody at risk for getting in trouble for stealing candy, which they had no intention of doing. So I would just say, find a place to stash it and stash it. You know, you know what doesn't sell at the grocery store. So just do that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's get sorry, go ahead, Rick.
I was say it's like, oh, we're putting this all the way back with the scales, ironically.
Exactly. That's a good move. I like that. All right, let's get to the email. They're called emails. I'm fine. I'm definitely not smelling toast right now.
Ask a fat about this and that. It's time to chat with the fats.
All right, this one comes from my buddy TCR Brad. He is the with the Rockford IceHogs. Good man. Like to see him when I head out to Rock Vegas, Screw City, whatever you want to call it. Brad says, a long time, first time as a, quote, road warrior who's typically driving over an hour to and from jobs. I find myself looking for quick fast food stops along the way. Two questions. Other than what you're craving, what other factors determine where you stop for fast food? Examples, price, drive-through availability, wait time, staff rapport, etc. And number two, what are some of your go-to stops for food while driving? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
I mean, the first question, price and drive-through availability are probably the two biggest for me. Also, can it be eaten relatively, in a clean manner in the car.
Yeah.
So if it's something like I don't know that I would do Taco Bell, but that also doesn't really fit into the price thing anymore. But in theory, Taco Bell's a little rougher just because you'd have lettuce going everywhere if you're getting some sort of taco. So that knocks it down a peg for me versus like a burger, or like Culver's is a great example just because you can eat the burger. The containers are generally pretty good for eating while traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's appreciated. Like I can even find a way to get myself to eat some of them, the pretzel bites while driving as well. That's not difficult to do. Or you're like me and you have one of those sauce packets in the car and or the sauce holders in the car, and that helps too.
Yeah. See, same way. And my biggest consideration is what can I eat in the car? And burgers are fine, but if you're going somewhere, especially if you're going for a job, Brad, you're probably dressed a little bit nicely. Any kind of burger is a risk for a grease drip.
Yep.
And that's, you know, unless I'm like driving home in a crappy t-shirt I don't care about, I'll usually opt for a nugget or a tender over a burger just because of the grease factor. Taco Bell is a non-starter while driving. Because even if you don't contain the lettuce, you're still going to crunch through the shell. And that's going to crumble everywhere. It's okay if you want to pull over and eat it. But if you're driving and eating Taco Bell, unless you're getting like a wrap or a burrito, you're kind of screwed. But that's my consideration. And also, too, if I'm in an area that's got a place I don't usually see, like I always think of like Zaxby's is a place that is around Chicagoland, but it's a few hours away. You know, like between here and Nashville, you find a bunch of Zaxby's. So I'll try a place like that. Like back in the day when you'd see a Chick-fil-A out in the wild, you would try that. Or obviously, when, if you're going far, like a Buc-ee's or something is a must stop.
Sure. And then once the Bojangles finally get here.
Yeah.
That's going to be a must.
By the way, I should mention, the tenders at Portillo's are excellent.
Really?
And if you get that jardinera dipping sauce that comes on the chicken sandwich, it's great. So if you're looking for, because sometimes Portillo's can be tough in the car because you're getting poppy seeds everywhere, or you got a burger or a beef. The tenders are a nice drive-through option for Portillo's if you've got 6 hours of waiting to drive through.
Yeah. All right. The next one here is from Tony from Montgomery. I have great news in the war front against the fast food paper straw axis of evil. It appears Noodles and Company have defected and have now rejoined the side of reason.
Hey.
I had lunch at the Bloomingdale location and was pleased to see the return of plastic bendy straws. I can't speak to this being a franchise-wide change or if the Bloomingdale location has gone rogue. Just know you are safe to enjoy overpriced noodles in at least one place.
Yeah, Tony, send us your Venmo. We'll get a GoFundMe going to refund your noodles cost. I'm never going there again. I can't get over the fact that we had mac and cheese, pad thai, and spaghetti, and it was $50 at the Noodles & Company in Champaign. I wasn't even in the city. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's wild.
Come on. Give me a break. But good. Fine. Thank you for not using plastic straws. All right, last one here from Eurotrash. Says, during a recent podcast, Rick divulged his weight, but that number, while impressive, would have more meaning if we knew how tall Rick is. So I was wondering, how tall are both of you? Rick?
I'm like 6'1".
I am 5'10". Have been since I'm 13. So I've been
you got there earlier, but then you just didn't keep growing.
Basically. Yeah. I was probably the third biggest. I had two guys that I went to school with that were big. And they're like probably 6'1" by that age. And they also stopped growing. And then I was like probably third in line. And I'm like, I'm 5'10" in eighth grade and freshman year and sophomore year and junior year and senior year and for the rest of my life. So yeah, I never really grew.
The guy I always think of for that growing up, really awesome dude. His name's Tim Murray. And he got the nickname Furry Murray early because he was like one of the early ones to get there. Yep. So like he killed everybody in like sports stuff growing up in these like basketball camp or all sports camp we would go to. And then I don't remember how tall he is, but like kind of similar to you, I could only assume, and just like he was one of the first ones, and then everybody caught up.
Yeah.
And it's like he was still an athlete and was, you know, still really good, but like he wasn't like dominant like he was, just because everybody started getting taller and kind of passed him by in that regard.
Yeah, I was the third in my class to sprout an armpit hair. So, you know, at least among the boys.
Yeah. True.
Yep, that sounds like me. I was definitely my best, like the peak of my athleticism came in eighth grade, where just whatever happened over that summer, I got the football practice and they're like, what happened to you? I'm like, I don't know. Like, you're really good now. I'm like, okay. And then it didn't really,
I don't know,
get any better or worse at that point. So,
yeah.
So I've been there. I know that feeling. It's good stuff. Yeah. All right. I got a couple things before we go. I want to send a congrats to the Homewood Flossmoor Vikings basketball team that won the state 4A basketball title last night. Very cool. They beat Normal Community. What a terrible name for a school.
Right.
And you've heard me talk about Grandma Cookie before on this podcast many, many times. She is 102 today.
That's crazy.
So happy birthday, Grandma Cookie. If you don't know the story of Grandma Cookie, it is my wife's grandmother, 102 years old. She is amazing. She is as sharp as she's ever been. She is still competes in bags tournaments and bocce tournaments. She made the All-American Girls Pro Baseball League back during the war, but her mother wouldn't let her play because women don't ride buses. So she was going to be a Chicago Colleen and compete against the Rockford Peaches. So she's always been a fantastic athlete, lifelong Cub fan, 102 years old today. So happy birthday, Grandma Cookie. That's all I got.
Awesome. That's just like just so cool.
I know
that like you couldn't even like hope anything close to that for anybody.
If I hit 80, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like that's it. I'm good after that. It's all house money.
And she's still living. Like I think the vision of a 102 year old person is like, oh God, she's like Yoda.
Yeah, nope.
She walks around, doesn't have a cane, doesn't have a walker. She is funny. She is sharp, and she credits all of it. She plays cards every day. She plays gin rummy with her friends every day, and that keeps her brain moving.
Man, I play cards every day because apparently I'm old.
Yeah.
My grandparents taught me to play cards young because they, after a while, they needed a fourth when we'd go over there.
Pinochle? Be
like those. Yeah, I know how to play Pinochle.
Maybe you can teach me, because me and Hope really want to learn, and then all the old heads in our family who are like, you need to play Pinochle with us. I'm like, all right, teach us. I'm like, no, we don't have the patience to teach you how to play it. You know,
figures.
Like, well, come on. Like, what's it going to be? Yeah. It's like my dad with me golfing. He's like, come golfing with me. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, you're bad. I don't want to golf with you anymore. I'm like, fair enough. I don't blame you.
That's my thing this summer. I'm actually going to get out there and golf a little bit.
Well, the new job probably requires a bit of that from you.
Yeah, you know, some twist my handing. Arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm here for it. And people are going to have to be comfortable golfing with someone that's horrific, because that's going to be me.
It's okay. My theory has always been, get good enough at golf so the people you're playing with are not annoyed by you.
Right, and I've got a ways to go.
Yeah.
But I will hopefully get there.
There you go.
All right, follow us on all of our social media at I'mFatPod@gmail.com. Check out Patreon, Spotify if you like, and I'mFatMerch.com for all of our t-shirt designs. There's a ton out there. Jay's wearing the waffle, definitely not Waffle House one, that I think is awesome and is like probably next on my hit list. Also, if you're just looking at stuff on TeePublic, use our link, because we get a little kickback on anything that gets bought when you get there from our link. YouTube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Subscribe, like each video, and if you can, watch us there. Feel better about yourself after looking at our unfortunate faces for like an hour. Or if you don't want to look at us, I don't blame you. Throw it in a tab in the background, but give us that hour, hours consumed. And then you can always subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe. And leave us the old 5-star rating and review. And do not forget, March 23rd, that's a Saturday, 3 p.m., at Nick and Ivy Brewing. we will have the March Fatness Selection Show. Lots of things about the bracket still to be determined. So is it a cliffhanger? Yes. Why? Because we don't even know.
Yep.
So make sure that to clear your calendar and be there for that. So for Jay, I'm Rick. And this is the I'm Fat Podcast.
I hope you have a fantastic day.